Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there. Yarn. It's already Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
First week back on the air live for the show, and 5 days is a little rough.
It sucks, don't it?
A little rough. Especially after 2.5 weeks off. Yeah. 5 days is not necessary.
Consecutive.
Nobody should work like this. Right. It's slave drivers. They're slave drivers.
Yeah, isn't bad, but 5 days in a row.
Yeah, it's absurd.
They're slave drivers.
It's absurd.
I'm going to have a talk with the boss today.
So yeah.
That's just.
Talk with the white boss.
Happen.
All right. We're going to make a few demands, and there may be a shutdown.
Yeah.
There may be a point of contention. Our show therapist has checked in because Craig just did the story on the appetizer about the guy who is going to live in a bathroom.
He did. Ended up being 20 days, I believe.
Yeah. He settled for $62,000.
Instead of 100, yeah.
Yeah, for 20 days or something like that. And the therapist says, this is the therapist saying to that guy, you effing dumbass, don't do it. Well, it's too late. He already did it. I hope it was enough money for you to pay for your future psych bills.
Right. That's what I was worried about, but permanent damage, you know.
I also have a question for the therapist here. Because this is the first time.
I couldn't say permanent damage. like I haven't done stuff that might have caused permanent damage in the past.
But,
last night.
last night.
And Tyler and I have been working together for 73 years now.
Okay.
Or 26.
73.
Yeah, coming 26. Up on 73 years.
And, 26 in February.
This is the first time that I can recall that we both had to poop before the show.
I know.
Is that something subconscious?
Are we sinking?
Yeah.
Is our period sinking?
Are we?
Mine felt like a period.
Are we subconsciously just pooping on today's show?
I don't know.
That's what I want to
know. I'm going to say that's good luck. I'm going to say that's good luck. That is good luck.
Yeah, in some cultures.
Yeah. Did you have the Hershey squirts? You have the Hershey squirts?
No, no. I just had to go.
All right.
And I don't know.
Staking Eric, it should have.
Yeah, I don't know what triggers it anymore because, you know, a lot
your
of
ass.
Say, I got to have my coffee and my cigarette before I get my bowels moving.
Yeah, I've heard people say it for years. I never smoked. I usually don't. Sometimes I'll go before. This is interesting. Sometimes I'll go. My body clock about a year ago started kicking in where I went in the morning before I came to work, and I don't like that.
No.
But it pushes right. You feel better once it's done, but it kills 5 minutes I don't have in the
it
morning.
It throws off your schedule.
You get up at an exact time.
So usually for years it was I get home after putting in my, 5 hours.
5 days a week.
5 days
That's
a week.
Right.
And I go right then, but that stopped too, so I'm not liking it. You know what, though? The whole 2 weeks off, it messed our...
It does.
Or synced up our periods.
Yeah.
Chocolate does it for me. Like, if it's real chocolate, not, just a...
Right.
Oh, shut up.
Like, dark chocolate, 86% cocoa, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if I eat it, I'm in the bathroom.
By the way,
I don't know why it is.
Let's try to get off this quickly because it's disgusting. You have Reese's Pieces there. Peter Pettigrew. See the ones with the Reese's Pieces in them now.
Yeah, there's a commercial. Yeah, it's too much.
I don't want to bite in.
I've had it. It's not
it's just
good.
Too much.
It tastes great, but the crunchiness is
weird. Oh, I don't need the crunchiness. I want that to be soft and melt in my mouth like peanut butter does.
I like the holiday ones, when they do the pumpkins, the trees.
Oh, they got that now?
The special. At Christmas they did trees.
Okay. It tastes like trees?
Right. Lynn Dog likes...
No, but they're bigger. He likes the little shapes.
Got it. Yeah, he likes the shapes.
They taste the same.
I always eat chicken nuggets that are shaped like dinosaurs, so...
Okay.
But yeah, the Reese's Pieces and Reese's is just too much Reese's.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do there.
Yeah, I guess if you really want the crunch, you could... Grab a handful.
Just get a handful of Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Not a game changer then, because I saw the commercial. Yeah, I didn't
get it. Toss them down.
No, yeah.
I didn't understand that. Yeah. That's just some stone guy working at the Reese's plant.
When we join them together.
Studies together, dude.
Dude.
So, Tony, when's the last time you've taken an out-of-town vacation? Because I got a couple texts from you over the holidays.
Yeah, you're in Tampa, right?
Yeah, I went to Tampa.
You went to Florida.
Yeah, I went to go visit. It's nice.
Yeah, I like that area.
Nice area.
Yeah.
You look tan.
Yeah. you did get some
color. I burned on my ass, and my ass burned. But other than that,
yes, it does burn. It burns bright. No, you need to get some color. I know.
Yes. Yeah. I need to get out of just cloudiness. I need some sunshine.
Well, believe me, I spent a week in Florida myself, and it was the sunshine. Well, the warm actually helps, too.
Yes, I needed some sunshine. Yeah. I got some sunshine.
Yeah, but you don't have the Huskers when you're not in town. You're not in town.
But you have the University of South Florida Bulls.
Oh, my God.
Are they the Bulls?
Yeah, they're the Bulls.
They're the Bulls. Yeah, a lot of green around
that
area.
They kind of run that up there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of green around that area, too.
Yeah.
And the Buccaneers. Now, speaking of football... Your Cowboys.
Yes.
I don't mean to be a hater, but the reason
they're gonna lose.
There's two reasons. Two reasons. I hate the Cowboys. It's not like the old reasons because they used to be good. It's Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Because every time they kick a field goal, they show his box.
And he's clapping.
And that once in a great while they'll show other boxes with owners, but not as him.
All the time.
All the time. And they don't understand that. Just the audience just says, "Shut up."
They show him more than the coach.
They do. They do. That
How
is
sad
weird.
Is that? He's the coach, or they got a coach, and they show him.
They have five.
It's because we know Jerry Jones will be
the
there
coach.
Next year. Yeah, we don't know about the coach.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. He's just his bitch anyway.
Oh, that's exactly what
So, five Super Bowls. The Patriots have five. Steelers have six. So, I got to get your boys. But they're playing who they playing.
They got the Rams.
Rams.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the few teams left.
But you know what, though? Here's the deal. Yeah, if there's two upsets and the Cowboys and the Eagles win, oh, my God. I'm going to be. I can't say it anymore.
I can't see
I'm not allowed to make that reference anymore for some reason.
Plus, they beat the Eagles twice this year. They won't beat them a third time.
Is that the only game where we don't? I hate both teams.
I don't hate both teams anywhere. I just
yes,
you
do.
Yes, you got to root. Yeah, you root.
I really don't hate the. I don't hate right now. The Ravens are done, so I hate. I'm not a big fan of Rivers, but I don't really hate them. I don't really care.
Yeah, I love Rivers. Yeah, I love Rivers.
I guess I don't really hate the Chargers. I don't really hate the Rams.
Yeah, no, I'm rooting for the Rams.
I don't like the Chargers.
The Colts.
Yeah.
I don't hate the Colts.
I guess not.
Yeah, there's one team in there.
I don't hate the Saints.
Oh, I hate the Saints.
You don't like the Saints?
No, I'm rooting for the Saints.
No.
I love the Saints.
I love the Saints. When the Saints come marching in.
Yeah. I hate those bounty hunter, Cleet Blakeman tripping.
Well, the coach is a douchebag. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Oh,
the coach
is
a complete douchebag.
he's kind of the face of the team.
But I'm an Archie Manning. No, Drew Brees is the face of the team.
Todd hates the
Saints. I like Drew Brees. He's cool.
That's hilarious.
Whatever. I just hate that my team's not in it, so screw who cares.
Yeah.
Except I just want somebody besides the Patriots to win.
I also went out on a limb and said the Eagles are the hottest team in football
right
now.
Oh,
not true.
Yeah. What a Colts.
They're going to run the table.
Yeah.
Eagles.
That's out on a major limb.
Eagles, Colts.
Let's put some money on that.
Super Bowl.
Eagles, Colts.
Coming up.
Let's put some money on that.
Count on it.
Put your money where your Eagles face is.
Give me some odds.
No odds. Head to head.
No, give me some odds.
I'm not giving you any points or any odds.
Yes, there's always
You said the
points.
Eagles are making a run.
There's always points. There's always odds.
You think the Eagles are going to beat the Saints outright, right?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, then I'll take the Saints.
Well, how much are you giving me then?
No points. You said outright.
Check the points, Brett.
No, because you said the Eagles are going to win. You said the Eagles are going to win, not beat the point spread. That's what you said.
But still, you gotta. If
not giving any points.
If we're wagering, you gotta give me some points for going out on a limb.
Typical Eagle fan, pussy.
I'm not an Eagle fan.
I know you're not.
Yeah, I'm just a
You're acting like one.
I'm a prudent gambler.
Pussies.
Yeah, that's so far that I've seen. That's the biggest line of the weekend.
Nine.
Saints nine and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's an insult right there. So that's gonna piss them off.
Well, then certainly, if you're a degenerate gambler. Bet the farm on that game.
No crap. 9 points you're getting?
Nine points. Yeah.
There's a reason, though. Well, yeah, Vegas is smart, man.
It's a 1-6, and the Saints are at home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And had a week rest.
Yeah. With a bye week.
And if Bartman doesn't block that kick, you know, the Eagles aren't even there. Freaking Bartman.
That guy. All right. He had to change his whole life, didn't he?
Yeah, he stayed in the area.
But he, like, changed his look and name and everything.
Yeah. I don't know what he did. He didn't change his name. He stayed outside the area. They won the...
Did people show idiot bear fan that somebody got a little hand on it?
No, that was Bartman.
Oh, Bartman.
Oh, no. The Eagle guy did that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole meme was going around that the guy missed him.
Just missed it,
check the box if you're a Bears kicker. I shared that one. And the X was on two different boxes. Yeah, that was funny. But course, found out later there was a finger.
Yep.
So the Bear fan has to apologize.
Believe
it. You see, sucker. That guy walked out of the Bear Stadium. That was crazy. Did you see that video?
Yep.
he's a grown man.
Don't you love fans?
I know, I do. But I'm going to watch that video. Anytime I get pissed off before I start saying anything, I'm going to watch that video thinking, oh, I can't be that guy.
But as a Viking fan, I've seen every form of missed field goal joke.
Yes, you have.
That can possibly be constructed.
Yeah,
so
you have.
Yeah, none of those surprised me.
You have.
Although I don't think the Vikings have ever lost. Field goal.
Making their own field goal.
No, but with a doink. It's always been wide right, wide left.
I'd rather have wide left and right, because the doink gives you hope.
Yeah.
And then double doink.
Yeah, it's a
that's
double doink.
That's awful.
Because you've seen one doink go in, and if a double doink bounce out.
That just sucks.
It's funny for Bears fans.
That's why you need the 4K TV, because when it doinks, you need an idea which way it's going.
I don't know if you can even tell.
Is it going toward the stadium, or is it coming back on the field?
I don't know. All right, so the NFL this weekend. Petey will be here a little later on. Craig Evans and the whole gang here this morning. No comedian because no comedian.
He is in transit.
He's in transit.
As we understand.
All right, come on back. Yeah, go Saints.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.